Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Promoting God, family, country, protecting life, liberty, and property. That's who we are. That's what it's all about. That's what we do. We tell the tale of truth every time we jump onto the radio, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Spread the word. Share the love. Get involved. Ladies and gentlemen, Lance Migliaccio, the Big Mig, with me. Tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, I will be on the Big Mig on Rumble. Check it out. George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, myself. Breaking it all down for you tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. Look for the Big Mig on Rumble. You also have an incredible interview that we want to plug really quick tomorrow night as well, right?
Yeah, I do. It's actually Thursday. So we have Mike Smith, who's the director and producer of the two really, really popular documentaries, Into the Light and Out of the Shadows. And he's really done a lot of exposing of the truth, especially about how the mainstream media operates and how they are brainwashing the country. So it's an exciting interview. You guys should definitely be there. And one interview that's coming up a lot of people don't know about, I just want to share it with the Liberty Roundtable listeners. Eric Prince is coming on the show. After the 18th, he's out of the country right now, and that's going to be exciting. He's actually the owner and operator of Blackwater Academy, XE, as you guys know, one of the biggest military contractors in the globe for many governments. He's going to give us some interesting insight in what he thinks is really going on behind the scenes. So that's another interview you should be watching for on the Big Mig thing. And thanks, Sam, for letting us talk about that.
By all means, the Big Mig. Check it out on Rumble. You can go to thebigmig.com and see all the different channels that they're on as well. And then remember their award-winning radio show, 1 o'clock Mountain Time, Saturday and Sunday. They prepare a great weekend show for you, too. It's kind of a wrap of all the different stories. And man, they do a great job on the show. I was listening to part of it and went, you know what? This is great, great radio. So check it out, thebigmig.com. Check it out on Rumble. Check it out on Liberty News Radio. Hopefully they're everywhere. That's the goal, right? Speaking of people everywhere, standing up for the sacred cause of liberty, Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul had epic debates in the Senate chambers, if you will. And a lot of those got broadcast where you get clips of them. And, you know, Fauci just said, oh, my gosh, you're not even the right doctor. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. And Rand Paul said no and just hardcore nailed him with facts. And now more facts are coming out that are worthy of discussion, Lance.
Yeah, we know that Rand Paul is not a fan of Anthony Fauci for obvious enough reasons. We believe that obviously his gain of function research, but Rand Paul is he's like a dog with a bone. He just keeps digging and digging and digging. And the more he digs, the more he's finding out. So right now, a big cover up and the extent of the great COVID cover up is what Rand Paul's attacking. His quote was, Fauci's NIH lab was a partner with Wuhan on a proposal to engineer a highly transmissible coronavirus in 2018. But he wasn't alone, Sam. 15 government agencies knew about it and said nothing. What do you think of that?
Well, it just shows me why these unconstitutional agencies that won't tell the truth and stand for honesty and integrity and accountability, they literally, by their silence, helped peddle fake news and propaganda to the people. Those unconstitutional agencies, Mike Johnson needs to target for flat-out shutdown immediately.
For sure.
Okay? I mean, Mike Johnson and crew over at the House control the purse strings, Lance.
Well, a fact. And not only were these 15 agencies involved, but as you know, the federal government loves to give, monikers to different operations they're running, right? They love to call it Operation Sam Bushman or Operation Lance Migliaccio. Well, the title these agencies gave that they were operating under was called the Diffuse Project. Now, I think that's an interesting title, right? And it's pretty disturbing that these 15 agencies were even involved in some of the warnings, but yet they were involved in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They were actually working with them. Now, how is it that we can have government agencies working with a CCP-operated lab so deeply, Sam, and not think that this is treason? not think that this isn't sedition in its own way. And here's Fauci at the hub of it. He obviously has already been the topic of discussion when it came to the AIDS virus in Africa. Now you look at the amount of records that have been obtained, and these are dozens of federal agencies, right? And then this is the origin of COVID-19, something that everybody refuted. They said, oh, it was a mistake. It came out of the open food market. No, it wasn't. This was a planned event. And it's obvious at this point that what's happened here is that it was a operation called Project Diffuse.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, more and more and more evidence coming out about this. What I find interesting is Paul noted, this is Rand Paul, Senator, noted that it seems like literally hundreds of people in the U.S. government have known all these facts for years, ladies and gentlemen, but they kept quiet. They literally, every one of these people chose to keep quiet about this, to obscure and to ultimately conceal information that might have saved lives. They don't say how many, but I would say thousands of lives. Hey, it wasn't some animal that caused this. They knew that it was a lab-enhanced, converted to human, whatever you want to call it, virus. It's all intentional. The Chinese were doing it. They wanted to do it. The United States was partnering with it and funding it and wanting to do it. And Rand Paul has the patriot on this. The only question left is, where's the accountability, Lance?
Yeah, it leads us back to the same problem we were talking about on the first half of the show, Sam. How do you get accountability when there's no agency that will bring the accountability? You can't trust the FBI to do it. You can't trust the Department of Justice to do it. I mean, it's really the Department of Injustice at this point. So I don't know how you get this accountability, but here we are again with lies that were disseminated. Millions of people died from COVID-19. We know it was no sleepy animal virus with poor transmission, that it was a laboratory-enhanced virus that was adopted and adapted for human transmission, that they actually weaponized it. And when you think about the intent behind it, there's nothing but nefarious ill intent when you do something like that. And the scary part is, what's the next phase of this, Sam? Is disease X the next phase?
Yes.
Exactly. And what are we going to do with our government, Sam? How do we fix these guys in D.C.?
Well, in my opinion, the only way, you don't fix guys in D.C. You don't solve the problems in D.C. You can't fix broken criminals. I mean, for example, trying to reform Joe Biden to obey the rule of law. Forget it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. All right. Yeah. So understand that it starts with yourself and it starts with your family. Family is the fundamental unit of society. And I'm telling you right now that if you have a husband and wife legally and lawfully married and they welcome children to that union and they keep the commandments of God Almighty, well, God already promises us in the Bible that if we keep his commandments and if we make mistakes, but we repent and turn to him, he will heal our land and protect us. Heal our land. Wow. Just imagine that. Protect us from even Joe Biden, Lance. Imagine that.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's part of it, right? This is a fight of good versus evil. And people need to, you know, put on the armor of God, and they need to do things with their families that aren't just parking them in front of a television, right? At the end of the day, the leadership starts with the parents, and they have to do it. And we see that that's missing. And let's face it, the Board of Education has made it even worse. We have to worry about what our children are being taught in schools across the nation. They're being taught stuff that goes outside the will of God. And I think that's something that really people are in denial about. They just want to park their kids and children and think that, oh, we can just go ahead and not worry about it because they're in school and they're going to be fine because they're going to learn everything they need to learn. It's not true. These schools are a mess, and it's getting worse and worse, and it's intentional. The intentional part of this, Sam, that I have the hardest part with, it just feels like so much intentional evil and ill intent for the people of the country, right? The people of the United States don't recognize that this sort of behavior, weaponizing a virus to cause the COVID-19 pandemic, it's incredible, right? I mean, obviously, this can't continue, Sam.
Well, when you say can't continue, you mean that it shouldn't. It can, and it probably will. It'll probably get a lot darker in America before you see the light, because Americans aren't, they're waking up and they're getting involved, but they're not waking up fast enough. And the example of that is this. Hey, we could get rid of one third. Think about that. One third of the 435-member House in one election cycle if we really wanted to. If we the people stood together, so overwhelming that you just couldn't even commit election fraud. It was just too blatant. And we just simply said, listen, we're going to get rid of the worst 30 of you clowns, those who have ties to communism, those who voted for pro-death policies, those who voted to fund Ukraine, those who we could put together 20 items and eliminate. And who's the worst third? You got the John Birch Society with their report on votes and stuff like that of how constitutional they are. You got Gun Owners of America. You got all kinds of groups. You could put together the scores and say, who's the worst third of Congress? Vote them all out. You could literally get what's 435 divided by three, right? You could get rid of well over 100 Congress critters in one election cycle if we the people used our greater numbers and doubled down.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions, featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers. This event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live with your host, Sam Bushman, and your guest host, Lance Migliaccio. We are the tip of the spear today. Sam, you know I'm not a big fan of The View, and you know that I've talked about it more than once. At the end of the day,
your favorite ladies, Lance?
Yeah, I just can't believe that the rhetoric and the discussions that happen on that show, they're obviously you lose brain cells if you watch this show. So I don't watch it. I catch the sound bites that come up on social media, and I'm actually shocked at the stupidity. Now, right now, climate change. Sam, I don't know what you think about climate change, but I feel like it's organized in a way, even if there is some truth in it. So many times they try to tie climate change to white supremacy. They try to tag climate change.
Really, here's the bottom line. Government uses excuses to lie to the people. They take a grain of truth. Okay, there is climate change. Every day when you wake up, it gets hotter all day long. And then at night, it gets cooler. That's one simple daily cycle. We then have cycles that the Earth has for all kinds of things. There's global cooling trends, global warming trends. There's changes in the environment. But this isn't really about climate change, because we know that God uses the climate or uses, you know, weather to remind us of him. And so understand that God's the ultimate weatherman. And understand that they're just taking this grain of truth about some factual reality about the Earth, and they're magnifying it into a lie, which is, you humanoids are destroying everything. We got to kill you, population control, shut you down, prevent you from doing things, or the end of the world's going to happen. Chicken Little lies. But their real goal is this Hegelian dialectic in the communist world, where it's like, we don't care if you choose choice A or B, as long as you choose the choices that we present you with. Yes. One, you're a climate denier and you need to go to prison. Or two, yeah. you get on board with climate change. Those are your two choices. And see, this is the lie that we must expose. Are there realities of climate changing? Yes. Are there realities that God changes the climate to remind us to look to God, not government? Yes. But they're literally jumping ahead of this parade like they did the tea parties. To literally derail the truth on this, Lance. That's their goal, and their end game is tyranny and control. That's what I feel about climate change. And then they say, I'm a denier. No, I didn't deny it. I told you that it was real. But I also exposed the lie related to it, Lance.
You know, I guess we're both on our way to jail, Sam, because I'm a climate denier, I guess, because I don't buy into what they're doing. I don't buy into the lies or the agenda. So, you know, when you look at this, I mean, in The View, they're already dumb. But I don't know, just when you thought they couldn't get any dumber, they had an episode on Monday, and even their own internally, I've never seen this happen before, but co-host Sunny Hostin, she was fact-checked by her own co-host after she suggested that there was this range of unrelated natural and I'm laughing because that's never happened before. Usually it's the outside fact-checking them on their stupidity. But she took
or
unrelated...
Or somebody they have as a guest that comes on that they try to then beat up over something or
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly, right?
But they not try, they their try... own. They're eating their own now, Lance.
Yeah, because I think this was so dumb. She took unrelated natural phenomena, right, and you know, which and all of a sudden tried to link them together. So the segment began where they were talking about climate change and the White House communications director and current co-hosts. And they went and they started referencing these rare occurrences of the solar eclipse, a recent earthquake in New York, right? And all of a sudden, they said that this has sparked a flurry of these end-of-the-world conspiracies, you know, because you saw a lot of people talking about the solar eclipse and was it going to be the rapture and all the rest of it. And then all of a sudden, she popped out with this. So what's kind of crazy is with the earthquake on Friday and then the eclipse today, people are having all sorts of conspiracies of the end of the world. And this is Griffin says this. And then they go on to say, and then I read that the earthquake epicenter was actually at Bedminster in New Jersey. So it originated with Trump.
What? Yeah. I don't even understand what they're talking about. Trump's not in New Jersey. He's in Florida and New York and stuff. Oh, he has a golf course in New Jersey. I get it. It's the golf courses.
So that was the epicenter of the earthquake that hit New York and New Jersey. So I don't know. And then they went into this role. But we've got the sound bite. This is so dumb. It's hard to even read because they start trying to tie in the cicadas that are coming.
And they don't even pronounce that right.
No, they pronounce it wrong. She said... The cicadas. Cicadas is what she said.
No. Cicada. Anyway, this is a clown show, and they talk all over each other, too, so it's hard to kind of ferret this out. Videos help because you can watch them all interact at the same time, but listen to this.
Leaving, we've got a solar eclipse, we've got
the
earthquake,
she
ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here, and then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in, like, 100 years. This is what I read.
Two different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but... Maybe you know better.
But in a way,
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or something
going
is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No,
it can't.
It happens.
And the
eclipse. They've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Really? They've known about it because they happen. What?
They happen. I mean, I don't know how you tie in the
cicadas. Yeah, you don't know how you tie in the cicadas with climate change.
Yeah,
earthquake
I mean,
and
so
running
I
down
guess
the
earthquake made the cicadas come out, and that caused because of the climate change caused by the earthquake, and of course those caused the eclipse to happen. Sam,
and
so
it's
I
all
think
because
just,
of Donald, because he has a golf course in New Jersey.
And I'm telling you, the golf course in Bedminster is the absolute epicenter of all this climate change is going around the globe, and it's caused by the cicada.
I just don't really.
I can't help myself here. I don't
discussion.
Know what to think of this.
It is just everywhere. I mean, it's just literally a clown show. And what I find fascinating is they literally corrected it. Cicada, potato, patata, tomato. It's like, what is happening?
Sam, I think it's a fact that the apocalypse is upon us because there are a lot of people on this planet that are extremely dumb. I don't know what to think of this. And I think they got all of them to work on The View.
Well, all I know is this. This is what Sunny Hostin is the one that got fact checked by her own people on this.
Yeah, her own people fact checked her, and they went on to talk about how the God doesn't give warnings. They all of a sudden they're experts on God, and they said,
"What do you mean God doesn't give warnings?" Hold on a minute. Hold on. The scriptures are full of God's warnings.
Yes, exactly.
But what are they talking about? They must not even have any even basic understanding of the Bible, Lance.
Well, they started talking about, and in my opinion, it was pretty offensive, but, you know, obviously, because I'm a God-fearing man, I thought it was offensive. They said, this is their quote, "All these folks who are saying that it's a sign from God, God doesn't give you a warning. Do you think he gave the people at the Tower of Babel a warning? Like,
yes.
Oh, I'm about to jack you all up." And this came from Goldberg on the show.
The Tower of what?
Yeah, they started trying to talk about the Tower of Babel, which they knew nothing about.
What's the Tower of Babel?
Yeah.
Isn't it Babel?
Yeah, Babel.
Because
yeah.
Babel is like when you blah, 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 you know, babies speak Babel speak, right? Like,
yeah.
Is it the,
that's how they pronounce
the
it on
Tower of Babel
show.
Or Babel?
Yeah,
potato,
exactly.
Potato, who cares? What's the difference? It's a totally different word, people. My point is God gave plenty of warnings about the Tower of Babel as well.
There's no doubt. At the end of the day, they talk about things they don't know about. I think the whole show in general is relatively offensive. I'm surprised that it still has the ratings or the support to continue. And I'm shocked that people are
willing
to
listen to
this.
I don't know that it really does, though. I think they fake ratings and fake numbers, too. I don't know that it has the support. We don't have any evidence that it has the support they claim at all, Lance.
Yeah, well, at least what they claim. They say it does.
And maybe people just like to watch the clown show. Maybe people are just like, hey, this is my comedy routine hour when these clowns get on here and demonstrate their knowledge about things and everything. But I want to openly invite members of The View to join us on Liberty Roundtable Live and have a chat. We could talk.
Yeah, I think that'd
Lance.
Be great.
We could sit down and talk.
Yeah, we can talk about the cicadas.
No, the cicadas. Come on, get this right, Lance. All I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is clear that all evidence suggests that COVID-19 was a laboratory-enhanced virus. Yeah, listen carefully. Adapted for human transmission. And it's also clear that Sunny Hostin's clueless, and even the fact checkers on her show are clueless, because I don't even know that the fact checkers did any fact checking. They tried to, no. I guess they got cicada right as opposed to cicada. Other than that, did they get, what were they talking about running down the hall? What was that part about?
They were trying to infer that some of the people within the studio had run down the hall because they were concerned about the rapture, and they were making fun of them.
Wow. Well, I don't know what kind of unhinged people are on the set running away from the rapture right now. To me, if you keep the commandments of God, you shouldn't fear the rapture, should you, Lance?
No, absolutely not. You would fear getting left behind, right? You wouldn't fear the rapture itself. But I think it's because of their ignorance of the Bible that they didn't really understand completely. But they like to talk about it because they always want to poke at the conservatives, right? They always want to poke at the conspiracies online. People are trying to connect the eclipse to some other event, to CERN and the rest of it. You know,
anything moral or good, they just want to jettison and attack and mock and ridicule. The only problem is when they do it, they're so ignorant about it that it almost backfires and becomes comical. And how did they weave? I guess Donald Trump's just involved because everything needs to be blamed on the Donald. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think everything circles back to the Donald on The View. Everything that occurred through the history of the world, I think, goes all the way back to the dinosaurs. It's all Donald Trump's fault.
It's all about the Tower of Babel. Donald must have been there.
Yeah.
But why are they calling it the Tower of Babel, too? I mean, I get that eventually when everybody's languages were mixed up, it turned into the Tower of Babel. But it was Babel first before Babel, right?
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, Sam, I think it's the ignorance, right? They just prove over and over again they don't know the content, they don't know the information, and it appears now they don't know the vocabulary.
But if they want to come on Liberty Roundtable Live, I can help them learn about a few words and about what's going on in America and what they can do to help solve the problems. We invite members of The View to Liberty Roundtable Live at our expense. How's that? All right. Our hour continues. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Liberty Roundtable with Lance Migliaccio in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is condemning the Arizona State Supreme Court in its decision this week to uphold a near-total abortion ban in that state dating back to the 1860s. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We believe that women's lives are at stake across the country, and we're just not going to stop speaking out.
The decision in Arizona was made in a case involving a law from 1864, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, banning all abortions except for those that risk the health of the mother. Newly elected Democratic Governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, is asking her state legislature to repeal the old law.
The near-total Civil War-era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
In a landmark court decision, the parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly are each being sentenced to between 10 and 15 years in prison for their roles in their son's crime. In separate trials, James and Jennifer Crumbly were each convicted of involuntary manslaughter for ignoring their teenage son Ethan's mental health problems and for the gun he used to kill four classmates being unsecured. It is the first time in the U.S. that the parents of a child mass shooter have been held responsible by the justice system. Officials with Norfolk Southern Railroad have reached a $600 million settlement with residents affected by the February 2023 toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The settlement resolves all class action claims involving people within a 20-mile radius of the derailment. It must now be approved by a court of law. The widely acclaimed Dune Part 2, set to arrive on streaming platforms soon. It'll be up for digital rental and purchase starting April 16th. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live with your host, Sam Bushman, and his guest, Lance Migliaccio from the Big MIG. Educating and unifying the country one episode at a time. Sam, Arizona Supreme Court upholds 1864 abortion law. What are your thoughts on this?
The first thought that I have is I agree 100% that we need to stand for pro-life at all levels of government. And Trump's statement fell a little bit short of that. However, in Donald Trump's defense, I think he's the most pro-life president we've had in our modern times, for sure, my lifetime at least. And so I'm not downing Donald for this. But what President Trump is trying to do is provide leadership on this. He's trying to not go to the extremes so that we don't get divided and alienated. I think he's right for the most part on this. I do think it's a state issue, but I do think at all levels of government, we should hold the moral high road. The purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Without that, there's no purpose of government at all. And so if we're going to put life at the top of that, at all levels of government should be the backing of pro-life views and the rejection of murder. And believe it or not, Vivek Ramaswamy pointed this out quite well as he really highlighted the moral high ground. Brief us on Vivek's comments, because I think that sets the stage for the real discussion. I think he's right on this, Lance.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Of course, it's no surprise that the installed governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, is the one that actually tried to make sure this wasn't going to happen. She's been very vocal about it. And I think at the end of the day, when you look at laws like this, one of their arguments is that this was established before Arizona was a state, if somehow that was supposed to mean that it wasn't as valid. But I think the Supreme Court obviously recognized how valid the law was. And, you know, it doesn't matter that Arizona became a state in 1913 and this law came from 1864. But I agree with you, Sam. I think we do have to stand up for life. And I think the abortion policies across the country continue to be, try to be subverted to what I would think is a kind of a godless side of our government. Biden is no surprise here that he, of course, was really vocal when he heard about this. And it just, when you see what he had to say, I think it really kind of nails it down, Sam. So he issued a statement.
He's a pro-death guy.
Yeah, he's
literally
pro-death.
Pro-death is the point. Now, bringing this back to the 1864 law that it is, I think that's really valuable, because I think it lets people know even in 1864 they respected life to the point where they didn't even have exemptions for rape or incest. I could go with some exceptions for that, depending on, you know, details. The problem is that it's a very difficult. I'm pro-life, but it's very difficult. You know, if, for example, a father rapes a 10-year-old daughter and she's pregnant, you know, should she really have that baby? Well, you know, I think the answer is yes. And I think putting the baby up for adoption is the key. But I also say that, you know, you can't force everybody to do everything circumstantially. That's very difficult, from, you know, problems with being an inbred, to problems with incest, to problems with all kinds of. So it's complicated. And I don't think we should judge people, but I do think we should lay out very unique, limited exceptions. Well, they had less exceptions in this law, proving how pro-life they really were. The only problem that I have with going back to the 1864 laws, it's going to be pretty easy to find court case examples of where the courts have ran off the rails to muddy the water on this. If they're not very careful, that's going to be the order of the day. So it could backfire in that sense. But I support 100% the pro-life stance, and I support Arizona having guts. Now, the Attorney General of the state says, I won't even enforce this. And again, I go back to, like I said last hour, Joe Biden is going to thumb his nose at the courts. Now, this Attorney General is going to thumb their nose at the courts. How come they complain, but yet they do this all the time, Lance?
I mean, absolutely. And if you think it at the end of the day, when an AG says he's going to ignore the Supreme Court for a state, that should be, evidence enough to get him out of there, right? To impeach him, fire him, whatever the policy is in the Arizona Constitution. At the end of the day, trying to undermine the Supreme Court in any state when you're actually one of the state government officials, it's illegal. You're not supposed to even make statements like that or do that. And of course, you're denying what your oath is, right? You're denying your obligation to the state and the people of that state. But I think when you really look at the statement that was issued by Biden,
and especially when you think about it, the whole purpose of government, let's be very clear and state this again, is to protect life, liberty, and property. What good is government if it doesn't do that, Lance? What good is government at all?
It's not. It's not good at all. And that's the situation we're at. You know, it's not only the federal government we have an issue with, it's these state governments that have run off the rails, Sam. We're seeing this pattern across the country. But I think when you look, right, you look at the Biden administration, I'm going to read the statement here. He said that millions of Arizonians will soon live under an even more extreme and dangerous abortion ban, which fails to protect women even when their health is at risk or in a tragic cases of rape or incest, which that's not correct, but okay. And then he goes on to say, and I love the wording, they use adjectives to trick America, to trick the people, right? This cruel ban was first enacted in 1864, more than 150 years ago, before Arizona was even a state and well before women had secured the right to vote. I mean, when you start looking at the wording of that, isn't that fomenting, and isn't that kind of denying the truth?
It's just trying to appeal to this idea that we're hostile and hate-filled to women, rather than focusing on how much progress we've made in terms of women's rights, which there's a lot of value in a lot of that. Women shouldn't be treated second citizen status and all this kind of stuff. But at the same time, they're using that against us, saying, look how backwards of a nation we were back then. We hated women. We literally were pro-life and didn't respect women's rights, and they couldn't even vote. And so they're trying to goat you into this idea. It's like the racial issue, but yet converted to the divide between men and women and women's health and stuff like this, pitting that as if it's the key over pro-life. That's where the lie starts. I can be pro-life and positive on women, can't I?
You know, but it's just like they do all the time, right? That they have to take whatever they believe is going to rub the other way to create that divisional rhetoric. And they're really good at it. I mean, the next sentence of this just goes on. This ruling is a result. Now, listen to this, Sam. This ruling is a result of the extreme agenda of Republican elected officials who are committed to ripping away women's freedom. I mean, look at the way they worded that. It's intentional, and they want to divide the country and act as if the Republicans are the only ones that are pro-life ever, and somehow we're violating women's rights by trying to protect life.
I don't even know how to respond to this in the sense that it's just the idea that we're debating government backing death. Vivek really laid this out. You first call it murder, and when you do, it sets things pretty straight fast, doesn't it, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it does. And I think that's the precedent, right? That's what they want to do. They want to create these precedents across the country and justify their behavior. We've seen some horrible things going on with children and children trafficking and the education in the school system. And this is just one more piece of it. The fact that they want to continue this, unlimited amount of abortions across the country. How about paying attention to not getting pregnant? How about teaching our kids to have the value system to wait and not participate? TikTok's promoting this sort of behavior. They're promoting this sexuality among everybody and the behavior, just like Instagram does. Two different platforms that I think what they're doing to the American public and the American people is just wrong.
Well, you're right about that. It's a law that, in my opinion, for the most part, makes sense. Again, I don't know that going back to an ancient law that was on the books is the wisest decision. Because, again, I think they can pick that apart and attack us pretty good over it and just say, look how redneck and out of step that was. If we're not careful, it'll be dismissed. As you can see, you've already got the president of the United States and the attorney general of the state of Arizona and the governor that are all against it. And so it's going to be pretty tough. But I commend those who have stood tall, and I commend those who are saying, look, we need to advocate for a pro-life position. And I commend Donald Trump's comments. I know there's a lot of Christians beating up Donald over this, but I think he's taking us as far as the nation will let him go right now and saying, look, let's not divide on the nuances. Let's stand together on the point and the principle, which is we've got to reject murder. Vivek's on that platform. I'm on that platform. Donald's on that platform. You're on that platform. See, and we can't let them divide us. What they want to do is get us all out in the weeds and in the nuances and then divide us, and so we can't even make a stand. We've got to jettison all those, in my opinion, red herrings and stand on the principle. We need to be pro-life in this country, period. And government has no business opposing pro-life, period. End of paragraph. You can't compare women's rights to murder. Women do not have the right to murder, and neither do men, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, I think your summary was perfect. I don't think there's anything I could add that would be beneficial. I think at the end of the day, you just have to look. It's God, country, family, and you have to think about what's the right thing to do, not what you feel like doing because it's inconvenient, Sam.
Speaking of perverts at the top, ladies and gentlemen, Joe taking showers with his daughter. Oh, boy. You got whacked out creepy Joe trying to, make moves on all the women, including his own daughter, Lance.
Yeah. And I mean, this last this last case of the DOJ's, this is really egregious and perverse. You know what they've done here? They've taken Amy Harris, 41, who actually was the person that found the Biden diary, Ashley Biden's diary, and they just sentenced her to jail, to prison. They've given her probation, and they're saying that she stole a diary that was left behind. You know, and at the end of the day, this diary was left behind. They tried to contact the people who had been in the room. They didn't obviously come back and get it. So at the end of the day, I just don't understand this. You leave something behind, you forget it. It's no different than a Hunter Biden laptop. How do you justify that this person deserves jail time? And I think this is more tyrannical government behavior with a weaponized DOJ, Sam. I mean, you give me your thoughts on this. I don't like George any part of this case.
I'm sorry, and Joe doesn't deserve anything for literally taking a shower with his grown-up daughter who's literally like a teenager, and she's like, yeah, I was boy crazy, and I used to take these showers with my dad, and it's like, are you kidding me right now? Okay, yeah. But here's the other question that I have, Lance. Again, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I don't think so. I think I'm more of a researcher with honest, fair accountability questions. Mm-hmm. Is it really true that Hunter just like lost his laptop at the place and they got it and it's all real? And then she just lost her diary and it's this and that. And that. Somehow I feel like to some degree we're being punked on this.
You know, I don't know. I look at the incompetency of Hunter Biden and the way he's operated, right?
Oh, yeah, and he really believes his daughter, Ashley, you know, who knows whose cocaine it was in the White House. Some are saying it was Ashley's and, you know, who knows. But I'm just saying they both lost this key piece of evidence that just has incredible pay dirt that could literally put Joe behind bars. But yet none of it does. What's happening with this clown show?
Well, here's my opinion. I could easily see Ashley Biden, both she and Hunter have used drugs and they've acknowledged it. At the end of the day, that sort of behavior, and probably in Hunter's case, the partying and the unnecessary operation of the way he does business, I could see him doing that with the laptops and thinking it's no big deal. I'll just get another one without thinking about the consequences on there. As far as Ashley's concerned, who knows? Sam, maybe she did it intentionally because she wanted to out the information. Maybe she's
struggling. Angry at her dad for the child abuse and she wants to get back at him. And so she released it. That's very possible. That's what I'm saying is we've got to look into. My questions don't mean there's a conspiracy theory that somebody, you know, planted this or whatever. My questions really relate to who's going to trace this down. Who's going to follow the money? Who's going to know what really happened? And who's going to bring it to transparent accountability? That's what I want to know. And right now what we have is just, you know, weird, strange stuff floating around in the blogosphere for the court of public opinion. But this is criminal activity, folks, right?
100%, Sam. There's no doubt that this indicates that Joe Biden showered with his underage daughter, which you would think he would be charged for pedophilia at the end of the day, incest. But the point is, it's probably not going to happen. It's the same thing. Look, Marco Polo, Garrett Ziegler did an amazing job of outing the Hunter Biden laptop. He put together a book. It lists without additional counts. And you know how that works normally. If you commit one count of money laundering and you do it multiple times, those counts become 10 counts. In the case of the Hunter Biden laptop. 1,000
counts if you're Donald Trump.
Correct. Right. Exactly. If you're Donald Trump, it's a million counts. At the end of the day, Garrett did a really good job. He had experts look at it and he said, well, how many state and federal crimes are in this laptop if you just were looking to make a case? And the experts said that without the additional counts, which there could be lots and lots of counts that you would start tracking down, there were anywhere from 535 to 560 state and federal crimes on the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, you think about that. Where are the charges? Right now, they're waffling on the gun charge. They're waffling on the, tax evasion charge. It came out the other day that they tried to compare at one point, it was about a month ago, they tried to say that it was identical to Roger Stone. No, Roger Stone just filed his taxes and then he had a tax bill that was due. Hunter Biden avoided taxes and lied on his tax returns. So it's apples and oranges. It's completely different. Where are the agencies? Where's the FBI? Where's the ATF in the gun case? Where is our own Department of Justice? Why isn't he being prosecuted to the full extent of the law? And why aren't his co-conspirators?
Here's the question. Why don't we put Joe Biden on the stand and Ashley on the stand and ask, when you took showers together, was there any actions of incest or anything else?
Exactly.
Because I don't mean to be weird, but I'm just telling you this. A perverted dad in the shower with his boy crazy daughter, on drugs and whatever else. You got to wonder what really happened there and was criminal activity. The only one going to jail, as far as I understand, is this Amy lady, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she got jail time and a fine that she clearly can't afford because I think she was just a person that cleaned the rooms at the hotel.
Or and somehow she's the bad guy. Facility. She's the only one that goes to jail with all this drug use, abuse, and this diary, and you know, the dad with his daughter. It's just so strange. But we got to have accountability. Well, let's speak of another disgrace, Lance.
Yeah, look, Trump attorney Haba, she just lashed out over the hush money case, and I think she's right. You start looking at the New York justice system and what's happened, and you look at the hush money case. Obviously, it's been fully weaponized against Donald Trump. And you look at what's happened with, you know, with behind the scenes, Trump, these gag orders, they don't want him to be effectively able to fight, Sam. And Hobb is sick of it. Talking about how these charges are being investigated and how the operation of the judge himself and the connections of what his daughter has been posting online, it's frightening. Trump should be able to talk about all of it because he's obviously fighting for his life. He's fighting for his freedom. And at the end of the day, they just continue to do as much obstruction of justice as they possibly can against Donald Trump. I don't think Hobb is wrong here, Sam. I don't know. What do you think?
I think Hobb's absolutely spot on right. And my question for Hobb is, have you talked to Mike Johnson? Because Mike Johnson could literally make hell for these people if the House had enough guts. Hit the people that, you know, if Mike Johnson would stand up, he could simply say, look, we're going to shut down the government until you shut down the border, and we're going to shut down the government until you stop this clown show against a citizen, Donald Trump. We're not going to allow you to just abuse people left and right wholesale and violate the courts like this. Joe Biden's thumbing his nose at the court relates directly to the court's abusive actions towards Donald Trump. And you know what? We're not going to tolerate this. But again, unless you have people in leadership who have the ability to control things via the purse strings or, you know, those kind of things, you can't take action. So I'm literally blaming the House of Representatives and Mike Johnson here because they control the purse strings. Whenever there's a problem in a world, you say, follow the money. Well, follow the money right to Mike Johnson and say, hey, how come you're not standing up a little more boldly? You're just too busy funding Ukraine, violating our 702, you know, FISA, violating our God-given rights and violating our privacy. While this goes on, Mike, shame on you. What the heck is happening here? That's what should be going on right now, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Mike is unwilling, unable, and I think he's a coward. At the end, he's not standing up. He's not delivering on what his promises were. And I think allowing this continued attack on Donald Trump through the legal system, I think it's disgusting.
And I don't mean to hurry up, but let's make the point to even prove it. It is another disgrace. But now they're literally asking 42 questions, ladies and gentlemen, to potential jurors in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial and stuff like that. But the questions they're asking, ladies and gentlemen, are a serious problem, Lance.
Yeah, I think these questions are irrelevant when it comes to the actual case. But what they're trying to do is define what exactly each person's beliefs are. And they're going into detail, Sam, that not only are they asking questions that you normally, who are you currently employed with? You know, how long have you lived there? They're going into questions about what news sources they watch. One of the questions is, which of the following print publications, cable and or network programs or online media, such as websites, blogs, or social media, do you visit, read, or watch? Now listen to the list. New York Times, USA Today, New York Daily News, Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC, Google, Facebook, X, TikTok, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, Newsday. And they start with what I consider the liberal side of it. And then they go into True Social, Yahoo, Gab. They start asking about the other side. Tell me they're not trying to define, down to the bullet point of who these people actually support politically.
I don't know how to handle these questions, Lance, because I look at them and I just say every one of them is designed to get rid of anybody with any morals.
Correct.
So one of the questions would be, you know, hey, what podcast do you listen to and all this stuff? The second they say I listen to Liberty Roundtable Live or the Big Mig or something like that, then they're like, oh, you listen to terrorists, you're out.
Yeah, they've got that question. Do you listen to talk radio? If so, which program? So you know they want to hear them say,
yeah, listen to talk radio, Liberty Roundtable Live, and they're going to be like, oh,
you're out.
Those guys have been reported to Congress two times for terrorism.
They're the nexus of evil.
Nexus of hate and anti-government. No, you know, no defense, no just public opinion allegations, zero facts involved. And And this is how they're going to literally try to railroad Trump more. Trump's attorney needs to absolutely go ballistic. Mike Johnson and the look, you cannot have this kind of stuff. Where's the judge to say that? Those kind of questions don't belong.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, this is more continued abuse of the system, right? This is an abuse of power. It, you know, they always say never trust a man in a dress when they talk about judges. And at the end of the day, I think they're very well right here. Judge Merchan is overstepping. He's violating the law. His own daughter had a thumbnail up, it appears, of Trump in a convicted behind bars as her avatar on her site. She says it wasn't her, but it looks like Laura Loomer outed her not too long ago. This is disgusting. This kind of thing needs to be stopped.
Well, if it wasn't her, then if it wasn't her, she needs to basically, you know, completely disavow it and reject it. And you know, but the problem with her doing that is then she'll be pro-Trump, right?
At the end of the day, she worked for an organization that was anti-Trump and is already well-known, and she was actually an employee of the group. That's so right. I think, yeah, we're seeing a pattern here, Sam, and this pattern just continues over and over and over again.
And the way you stop it is you impeach judges. Judges are there, basically, if you look at the Constitution, judges are there upon good behavior for life.
Yeah.
Understand the good behavior part. It's kind of like the supremacy clause is pursuant to the Constitution. These judges are there for life, that's true, but only on good behavior. And if their behavior is suspect, like overreach like this, they should literally be removed.
You know, but I don't, Sam, I have to be honest, I don't buy into the lifetime appointment. I think that's what happens, right? They feel untouchable between their lifetime appointment and their sovereign immunity.
But that is the way it is now, though, is the point. So yeah, I agree with that, the fact that it shouldn't be like this exactly. But look, we can impeach if we want to. But we got to have leadership with the guts to get it done. That's where I'm saying, where's Mike Johnson besides spinning us into oblivion, partnering with enemies?
Yeah,
you can't win when you've got your enemies. Or, I'm sorry, when you got your supposedly friends in the enemy camp helping the enemy, right?
Yeah, he's not anywhere to be seen. And I think at the end of the day, these judges have been doing this for far too long. And in this case, obviously, Trump should get the delay based on the information that's surfacing. But of course, they want to speed him along to trial because they're hoping they can put some more nails in the coffin prior to the election.
You're right. We're going to keep an eye on the ball. Before the end of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, I will be on the Big MIG this evening at 7 o'clock Eastern with Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantine talking about our event, talking about issues and news the networks refuse to use of the day. We are the tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen. We have the right to tell people things they don't want to hear. Hopefully, people will be humble enough to listen. Hopefully, we, the people, can stand together. Our prayers are that we can use our greater numbers to peacefully restore the republic and stop this criminal activity, stop this criminal enterprise, deep state thugocracy that we've turned into in America. And one day, we can become a light on a hill once again for the nations to see how people look to God, not government, for solutions, and how we can rein in the government using the checks and balances in the supreme law of the land. That's what we do. That's who we are as we follow the Prince of Peace. And so anybody that tells you we're violent, I'm just telling you, you show me one example of where Sam Bushman's been violent in his 57 years of history. You know, now don't say he got in a fight and, you know, gave somebody a bloody nose as a kid in school. I'm not talking about that. Okay. I'm talking about as an adult, is there any violence attributed to me? And the answer is zero. In fact, I've even passed FBI background checks, Lance.
Yeah, well, they've got to label you, Sam, because when you're over the target, that's what they do. And at the end of the day, you have to look at the system for what it is. A truth teller is always going to be attacked in today's day and age.
Well, despite the attacks, we've been at it 25 years, and we ain't stopping now. In fact, we're just getting started, baby. We're just starting to ratchet this up into the public eye, because remember, the new media is indeed taking center stage, Lance. Don't forget that. He who owns the media makes the rules. We're now starting to make the rules. We're now starting to make the change. The new media is taking center stage, and that's the key to our success. Finance us, help us, support us in every way that you possibly can, Lance.
Yeah, absolutely. We need your support. You got to follow us on social media. You can find the Big MIG Show on X. Lance Migliaccio and G. Ballantine, my co-host. And, of course, don't forget Liberty Roundtable Live on X and every other platform. We need the support. We need the followers. We need you to share the content. We appreciate the listeners. Thank you so very much for having me on the show, Sam.
On Rumble. On Rumble. On Rumble. Tonight, 7 p.m., the Big MIG Show.